What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, since last week, a good bit of y'all been asking me to cover the LA fires, so that is exactly what we are here to do today amidst all of the theories of why this fire happened in the first place.
One day, he goes, it's just going to be the right wind and fire is going to start in the right place and it's going to burn through LA all the way to the ocean, and there's not a fucking thing we can do about it.
There is a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different theories going back and forth on why these fires actually happened, right? So in this video, of course, we're going to go down a couple of those rabbit holes and, you know, see if we could come close to what we think about this most recent and biggest fire in LA history, right? So first thing first, before we get into this clip with Ali Carter, right? Thought it was very interesting that, you know, she actually was very close, maybe even predicted this stuff. You know, going back and listening to some of her stuff, it relates. It makes sense, but then there's also another theory that makes a lot of sense as well when it comes to, you know, the billionaires who own most of the water systems, which I think is ran by like 3 billionaires in LA, right? Who own most of the water systems in California. Check this out. The wildfires engulfing Los Angeles have put an uncomfortable spotlight on two of its richest residents, Stewart and Linda Resnick, agriculture tycoons whose farm guzzle a vital and scarce resource, water. So far, the Resnick's Beverly Hills mansion and the Picasso artworks that adorn its walls have been spared by the nearby Palisades and Eaton fires, even as their celebrity neighbor's home go up in smoke. But they cannot so easily escape criticism for their agriculture empire, which sucks up more water than whole cities, even as LA firefighters cannot get a drop of the stuff out of the hydrants that line its streets. Critics say these so-called Beverly Hills farmers and their ties to Democratic Gavin Newsom and other politicians may be among the reasons that California is battling such an environmental apocalypse. The Resnicks are more powerful and their control of such water is ridiculous. Dog, there's a whole ocean. How can one family own more water than the entire city of Los Angeles? Almost 4 million people uses in 1 year. Levine said the wildfires, chronic regional droughts, and other environmental problems were part of the larger political technological machine that both LA and the Resnicks are plugged into. With their $13 billion fortune, the Resnicks are California's richest farming family, with some 185,000 acres of land and a stake in the Kern Water Bank, a nearly 20,000 acre reservoir of water surplus in the San Joaquin Valley. These are two of your richest in California right here, 87 and 81 years old, worth $13 billion, and control all mostly of California's farmland and water resources. Two people own and use more water than over 4 million people in one city. Multiple cities, actually. This is where it starts, right here, on why they couldn't so-called contain those fires. So before we get to that clip, one thing I always notice about disasters like this or planned disasters like this. Now, this could just be me, you know, coming out of left field, right? Take a look at these pictures. I always notice this about planned disasters. These pictures, oh my God, they are so perfect, it doesn't make any sense. I'm talking about perfect pictures. Like, you got firefighters that are like, you know, standing on a hill, like they're modeling in the fire. That's how perfect some of these pictures are. Now, most of the time, these aren't people standing outside of their houses taking these amazing pictures with these amazing cameras. These are people, you know, photographers and so on, pulling up and getting pictures of this stuff. Something about this just always catches my eye. Even back to the Maui fires as well. You know, it's like it's a must that they capture their work. You know, this picture right here is insane to me. This is the most perfect picture of a house about to set ablaze. Look at the trees. The trees got little fire specks all on them. Fire is in the air, ash dropping everywhere. Look at this. This is just the most perfect picture. And it really, before you even dig deep into a theory, if you want to know if something is planned, this is all you have to look at. You know, like I said, this could just be me and something that I noticed, but let me know if y'all feel the same way. Like, just go to Google and Google LA fires and look at all of the seemingly perfect pictures that are taken. All right, so look, not going to stress that fact too much, right? Before we get into everything, check this out. I thought this comment was actually pretty interesting about one of the theories, right? Those who don't live in LA need to understand a few things. This is off Instagram. Karen Bass is the mayor of Los Angeles, not Santa Monica, Pasadena, Altadena, or Encino, if I said those cities right, which are some of the other impacted areas. Pacific Palisades and Malibu are the two most affluent communities in Los Angeles. I saw a voting map and the majority of those residents voted for Rick Caruso, the billionaire who is running against Karen Bass. A lot of celebrities supported Caruso over Bass because he's their financial peer. Not knocking it, but it is what it is. The city of LA was facing a huge budget shortfall. Cuts had to be made. The two most prominent issues in the last mayoral election was homelessness and crime. The fire department budget is well over $800 million. When the initial cuts were made, $17 million was cut from the fire department budget. Meanwhile, the LAPD received an additional $138 million because everyone was up in arms about crime. However, the city of LA was in the process of negotiating with the fire department salaries, and the end result was a $50 million increase for them. So in the end, they weren't shorted. I know everyone is rushing to blame, but the truth isn't going to be sexy. This was unfortunately a perfect storm for a calamity. Those winds were up to 100 miles per hour, making air support to fight the fires impossible. The vegetation was dry because after a record rainfall that created mudslides earlier last year, LA was in the midst of a major drought. The fire department water supply is the same supply used by the residents. It is not a system equipped to handle 4 or 5 major wildfires at a time. Other California wildfires were not like this. No system in the country could handle the demand put on the water system in the midst of those fires. So that comment, I'm going to assume, was, you know, like backlash of the Kardashians, like trying to blame the mayor and so on, right? So we're looking at a situation that can be very political as to why these fires were started. And then there's a couple of questions that remain. Why were the winds at 100 miles per hour? No storm. You know, usually you hear about 100 mile per hour winds and like hurricanes. And it was just 100 miles per hour in a drought. Just the wind just blowing. I mean, I'm not from the West Coast. I'm not from California. Y'all let me know if the wind just blows like that. Every other couple of months, y'all get 100 miles per hour of wind gusts just crazy, blowing helicopters away. That doesn't make sense to me. So we got to ask ourselves that question. How was the fire started? Did someone set the fire? Was it a DEW, a direct energy weapon? Or, for what you probably clicked on this video for, could this be much deeper than we all know? And this is where part where Allie Carter and her stories come into play. Fires on purpose to burn evidence, to burn, you know, access to underground tunnels, things that may have come to the light that, you know, we didn't know about, but it was close. You know, this brings up a completely deeper, darker theory to what may be going on. So with that being said, y'all, we'll go ahead and jump into a few clips from Allie Carter, then I'll come back and wrap this video up. Check this out.
Another arrest is coming again. Watch for those fires. Explosions make fires too. Mm-hmm. Explosions make accidental fires too. And then, oops, we don't know how that happened. And then you look into it and you see that it's tied to something that's tied to something that's tied to something that's tied to trafficking. And then you realize, oh, it wasn't just an explosion or a fire. It wasn't an accident. How many things does it take? If people can get in the streets over a convict, why the hell can't people get in the streets over the children? What is going to fuel your rage for the children? Why are you waiting on a release to fuel your rage? People should be like, what the, we're talking about kids? Huh? What? No! Somebody better answer something! How many more kids do you need? How many more need to be swept under the rug? How many more need to be silenced for you to say, oh, enough? It's all of our war.
There are underground tunnels that are under the schools, elementary, junior, and high schools all over the place. They exist everywhere.
You've been in.
I'm sorry.
You've seen these. Been in these.
Yes.
Where do
they lead? They lead to amusement parks. They lead to hospitals, cemeteries, schools, celebrity homes, psychic shops. They lead everywhere. Yes, there's every means of transportation. There's every walk of life. There's cities there.
A lot of people relate to us because there's something that has happened in your life that you can relate to. So stay with me. The Getty's burning, is it? Because didn't I tell y'all that? Didn't I tell y'all there will be an accidental explosion? Accidental fire? And the next thing you know, celebrities' homes would be on fire. Things would be on fire. I pray for the people in its path, but I also pray that it exposes the things that it needs to expose.
So when you go back and you consider some of the things that Allie Carter has been talking about for a long time, you think about those underground tunnels, you think about certain celebrities, you know, certain people in Hollywood that are involved in these trafficking rings. You know, the stuff we've been covering on this channel lately, heavily, and I still got another video that we're going to do about that stuff as well. But when you put all of that in the mix, you know, you put the city of dreams, you know, LA, Hollywood, the devil's playground, like the original devil's playground, you know, Hollywood industry, you know, where, you know, people take their careers there and most of them die there. Most artists and actors and actresses are sacrificed in LA, in California. You know, there's so much evil. There's a lot of old demonic spirits walking around California, Hollywood, LA to be specific. You know, where the industry resides, the devil playground, the devil's playground. A lot of, you know, ancient demonic spirits that lurk that place. Of course, it's not to say that they're not everywhere, but we're talking about Hollywood here. We're talking about the Palisades. We're talking about Malibu. We're talking about places where money is, you know, people who participate in this demonic lifestyle, these rituals of the elite, of the rich and famous. So there's a lot to consider here. And I think it's a lot deeper than just a wildfire that started and, you know, destroyed all of these people's homes. Not to not have any sympathy toward real innocent people who may have lost everything. But there's a deeper story here going on that a lot of people aren't seeing. And like she ended it, maybe this will expose the truth on what caused it, what is actually trying to be covered up. because I just don't see it as it being natural. Not in the world that we live in. You know, there's too much going on right now. There's too much going on. And something is very, very fishy about this LA wildfire. There's too many questions. And y'all already know how we deal with that stuff. When there's too many questions, too much confusion, it's nothing but the devil. And that's usually where I like to end it, because I know it's the devil. There's too many questions, you know. You get to a point where it's like, okay, I don't want to know all the answers. Because y'all got something going on. Everything we've covered so far, y'all let me know what y'all think about this. And do y'all think that it's deeper and it's tied to more of the trafficking and maybe covering up evidence? You know, or is this political? Is this something that's boiling and going on in LA? You know, between billionaires, between the mayor, between people who actually own the city, the billionaires who own the farms, who own the water, who own Fiji. They own Fiji water, y'all. There's a lot of different questions, man. But y'all be sure to let me know what y'all think about this in the comments. If I find anything worth mentioning and doing another video about, I'll be sure to jump on it for y'all. So with that being said, y'all, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.